Welcome in, Holly Carlini, the executive director of the Prairie Arts Center here in downtown North Platte, and Holly brought in Brandy this morning. Brandy, what's your official title?
I am actually the event coordinator at the Prairie Arts Center, so if you want to have a party or a meeting, better get a hold of me.
Now, before we dive into the big event coming up this weekend, let's talk about those party and meetings. The Prairie Arts Center, folks haven't been in for a little while. It's probably one of the best places, if not the best place within the area, to have some of these events.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's been kind of quiet with the COVID and everything, but
sure,
we're starting to get back into it, have a little things, and definitely following all the restrictions and guidelines of the that we can make everything as safe as possible. But yes, it's been awfully quiet.
Awfully quiet, unfortunately. But yeah. Holly, it's going to be awfully loud this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun with this flea market flip coming up.
Yeah, we hope so. We hope a lot of people come out and join us. It will be this Saturday in the parking lot from 11 to 3.
Okay.
And it's free to the public, so whether people are coming to browse or bid on items and purchase items, mm-hmm. We just invite them to all come out and join in the fun.
Now, if they haven't heard about the flea market flip yet, Holly, tell us exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's a really fun event where people, we've had teams that have pre-registered and signed up, and they've gone out over the last couple months and found vintage pieces, they've found garage sale finds, pieces out of their own homes, and they've taken those and flipped them or revamped them or rehabbed them into something new and creative.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where's the inspiration for this idea come from?
There is a TV show that's been on for a long time that's called Flea Market Flip, and actually our architect Stephen Granger came to me one day and said, how about we try something like this? I think it would be really fun. It's artistic. We have a lot of creative people in town, and so we thought, yeah, why not? Let's do it. And even better is when the pieces are sold, then some of those profits will benefit nonprofits in the area.
Wow, this is awesome. I love this. It's going to really display the creativity of North Platte.
Absolutely. We're excited to see some of the pieces. You can find anything from chairs, tables, vintage steam trunks that are made into coffee and wine bars. We have vintage letters, neon letters that came from buildings here in North Platte in the 1900s.
Really?
Yep, and we've made some of those into tables. That's one of my projects. And so there's just a variety of things, whether it's home decor pieces, lamps, coat racks, chairs, anything.
A lot of nostalgia for people, too. This is going to be one of those things where they're going to walk by and see, oh, my gosh, my mom had something like this, or grandma and grandpa had something like this. But it's not going to be exactly what grandma and grandpa or mom and dad had. Because
it'll
be
a new twist.
So unique.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It'll be a new twist on something neat and just a different take on it.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. This is going to be a lot of fun. Open to the public, too, Brandy, like we mentioned. If folks want to come by, don't have to necessarily bid. Just check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, please come. It'd just be a good time to get out and see different things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Holly, tell us about the nonprofits that will benefit from this.
Yeah, so we have some of the teams that have joined are like Westfield Animal Clinic. We have Snowball Express. I'm trying to think, a CR Rustic, Dreaming Events. So those are some of the teams. And then when their pieces are sold, they'll benefit some different nonprofits like the Prairie Arts Center, like CASA, the Fairgrounds, Dylan's Army, For Love of Paws. So those are some of the places that will benefit from some of the sales. So,
and some of these nonprofits really hurting, obviously, with the global pandemic. So this is going to be a much-needed relief for them as well.
Yeah, you know, I think anything helps. Anything in that we can provide to any of those nonprofits. It's been a really tough time for us as well. We've seen that over the last couple months. It's been a huge hit. So, you know, I think anytime you can have a fun event and kind of bring some light into everything that's been going on right now, and provide a little bit of funds to those places as well. So, not only providing the funds, but you know, we hope it's just an event that people can come and get inspired, maybe, and go home and create themselves.
Oh, absolutely. And Brandy, like Holly was saying, too, it's going to be a great distraction. And if folks are concerned about the virus, obviously they can wear their masks and easily socially distance.
Yes, absolutely. Our parking lot is large enough for that. You'll still be able to be a part of the auction and see, but be able to social distance. Please wear your masks if you feel necessary for it. And then we'll have bidding numbers, so that way you can be seen from the back if you want to bid on something.
And we have one of the tallest auctioneers in the area on hand, too. So
yes, exactly.
Not a coincidence either, right?
Nope. Very planned.
Now, Holly, you mentioned Dwayne. Great assistance here from Dwayne, and what a great individual to come in on Saturday and help out.
Yeah, Dwayne McLean, we're so excited to have him. He's very generous to the Prairie Arts Center. He's always very willing to come and join in our events, whether it's the Festival of Trees or the Flea Market Flip. And so we're just very grateful to have him there and kind of lead the auction for us.
It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. Anything else you want to add this morning?
We will have tents. We'll have misters. We'll have popsicles. We'll have refreshments.
Sure.
So,
it's going to be plenty hot.
I know. Yeah. It's going to be hot. We'll have industrial fans. So if anybody's worried about the heat or anything like that, we will have something to cool you off. You can also take the time to step inside and check out the gallery space. We have a new exhibit that's in there, Dick Hainline. He teaches out at the college.
Sure, yeah. I saw that release yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah, he has beautiful, beautiful photography. So it's just a chance where people, if they want to get out of the heat, they can step inside and see that as well.
And if folks haven't been in the Prairie Arts Center here for a couple of years, it is just breathtaking almost.
It is. All of our floors are open. It's been a long time in the making. And so we have the basement, first floor, second floor, and the third floor are open to the public. And so anytime that anybody comes in, it's free. And they're able to just kind of walk around and browse, look at the Ted Long exhibit, the different gallery spaces, the gift shop, and the classrooms, and the working art studios.
Now, if folks want to keep up to date with what's going on at the Prairie Arts Center, Holly, and maybe enroll in some of these classes or stop in and check out some of these exhibits that you bring in, what's the best way for them to keep up to date?
Yeah, absolutely. On our website, which is prairieartscenter.org, you can find all of the information about classes. There's different tabs on the top. You can find pictures of rental spaces, gift shop items, just different things like that. And always on our Facebook as well, we try to keep that up to date with different events that are going on.
And Brandy, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, maybe to schedule an event, rather it be wedding reception, family reunion, or maybe just pick your brain about having an event, how can they contact you?
They can call us and call me at our phone number, 534-5121, and you can also reach me by email, brandy@prairieartscenter.org.
Well, guys, we sure do appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you this Saturday at the Prairie Arts Center.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning, including our Project Connect Spotlight after a check of news.